Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Oh, Greg got the phones working. Callie, you there?
I'm here. Oh. Sorry, guys. I don't know what happened.
No, that's on our end, probably. The spot I'm thinking of in Bayview, which house is that?
Oh, okay. There's two. There's Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay, that's
the one
you're
thinking of. Yeah, it's so cool. It looks right out of a storybook, and you can just kind of go and drive by. You can trick or treat there on the designated day. But then there's also one nearby called A&J's Halloween House, and they do a different that's right near there, and they do a different theme every year. And this year is Ancient Aliens, so it's decked out. Alien style, and right near Nightmare Before Christmas.
Well, see, now I disagree with that one because aliens are real. No, I'm not. So let's not make fun of that. No. I wanted to ask you about this too because some of these displays are more kid friendly than others. Like some of them, like if you've got little ones, they're actually pretty scary. So I know on your list you sort of get into which ones are sort of more family friendly.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, one of the ones that's actually completely new this year that we have to talk about is very kid-friendly, and it's called Halloween Village. It's in downtown Milwaukee. It's at the Baird Center. They have these community commons, and they have an interactive light display. It's open day and night, very family-friendly, not too spooky. It's just fun. Big 12-foot pumpkin, different whimsical characters, and it's totally new this year, so people should definitely go check that out.
That sounds different. And then you get to see the Baird Center, too, if you haven't seen that up close.
Yeah, definitely. You know, another new thing is the Streets of Old Milwaukee. They've never done this before, but they decked it out for the Halloween, you know, season. And so they took some of their vintage decor and props from their collection and placed them throughout the Streets of Old Milwaukee so you can kind of see how Halloween was celebrated, you know, back in the early 1900s.
Talking with Callie Herbst, MKEWithKids.com. Are there any haunted houses that are okay, like semi-kid friendly? I mean, some of those are, frankly, I wouldn't go. Too scary.
I know. I did find a couple that I would take my kids to that are meant for kids. So not The Hill Has Eyes in Franklin. That one's very scary. But they do a not-so-scary version on Sundays, where kids can trick-or-treat through the route, and they have characters there, but clearly not trying to scare the little kids too badly. And so that's the best I could find in terms of a truly kid-friendly haunted house in the area.
All right, throttled back a little bit. Appreciate it, Callie. Thanks so much. The list is called 10 Spooky Halloween Displays to Visit in 2024. It's up now at mkewithkids.com.